Задание A8, A14. Вы услышите рассказ о современной рекламе. В заданиях A8, A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Viral advertising. Viral advertising and viral marketing are rapidly becoming the most popular methods of bringing new products to the attention of potential buyers. Health products, chocolate, and even football teams have all been promoted this way. The viral approach is popular with some advertisers because it focuses on the most likely groups of potential buyers. It also has the feel of making innocent suggestions rather than hard sell advertising. And most importantly for advertisers, it is cheap. Certainly the costs are small compared to traditional advertising on TV, radio or posters. But what is viral advertising and does it really work? More to the point, is there a sinister side to this new phenomenon? Viral advertising is basically the practice of placing sales messages into social network sites on the internet. These are internet sites used by teenagers for chatting, special groups with hobbies or shared interests, and even relationship dating sites. The idea is that these messages infect, as in a medical virus, a user by persuading that person to buy something. The plan is that the buyer, who is connected to other people on the networking site, then infects other people by letting them know what was purchased and how good or useful or tasty it is. These infected people, who are just buyers, then infect others until finally there is an epidemic with tens of thousands of people buying something because it was apparently suggested by an internet friend. Some advertisers love this approach because internet groups, chat rooms and forums tend to be made up of people with similar interests. If advertisers drop their messages in the right place, before long it is at least possible that huge numbers of people will know about their products. That is the theory at least. However, some people believe viral marketing is wrong. In other words, some companies apparently use their own people or actors to join chat rooms on the pretext of genuine involvement with that particular group. The reality, however, is that they are like spies, or worse, as they spread commercial messages by making apparently innocent comments. They also, some believe, are collecting marketing information under false pretenses. Other observers have complained about astroturfing. This is the same process used for political purposes, where people send messages giving the impression of being members of the public. In other words, they attempt to manipulate and create a grassroots movement. The turf, in AstroTurf, refers to planted grass, where lots of people seem to demand something or other. Many books and articles have been written about the phenomenon of viral marketing, AstroTurfing, etc. But the reality is that it is difficult to be certain about how much is real opinion and how much is based on planted, fake messages. My opinion is that if you want advice from a friend, it is far better to do it the old-fashioned way, by having real, person-to-person conversations.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Viral advertising. Viral advertising and viral marketing are rapidly becoming the most popular methods of bringing new products to the attention of potential buyers. Health products, chocolate, and even football teams have all been promoted this way. The viral approach is popular with some advertisers because it focuses on the most likely groups of potential buyers. It also has the feel of making innocent suggestions rather than hard sell advertising. And most importantly for advertisers, it is cheap. Certainly the costs are small compared to traditional advertising on TV, radio or posters. But what is viral advertising and does it really work? More to the point, is there a sinister side to this new phenomenon? Viral advertising is basically the practice of placing sales messages into social network sites on the internet. These are internet sites used by teenagers for chatting, special groups with hobbies or shared interests, and even relationship dating sites. The idea is that these messages infect, as in a medical virus, a user by persuading that person to buy something. The plan is that the buyer, who is connected to other people on the networking site, then infects other people by letting them know what was purchased and how good or useful or tasty it is. These infected people, who are just buyers, then infect others until finally there is an epidemic with tens of thousands of people buying something because it was apparently suggested by an internet friend. Some advertisers love this approach because internet groups, chat rooms and forums tend to be made up of people with similar interests. If advertisers drop their messages in the right place, before long it is at least possible that huge numbers of people will know about their products. That is the theory at least. However, some people believe viral marketing is wrong. In other words, some companies apparently use their own people or actors to join chat rooms on the pretext of genuine involvement with that particular group. The reality, however, is that they are like spies, or worse, as they spread commercial messages by making apparently innocent comments. They also, some believe, are collecting marketing information under false pretenses. Other observers have complained about astroturfing. This is the same process used for political purposes, where people send messages giving the impression of being members of the public. In other words, they attempt to manipulate and create a grassroots movement. The turf in AstroTurf refers to planted grass, where lots of people seem to demand something or other. Many books and articles have been written about the phenomenon of viral marketing, AstroTurfing, etc. But the reality is that it is difficult to be certain about how much is real opinion and how much is based on planted, fake messages. My opinion is that if you want advice from a friend, it is far better to do it the old-fashioned way, by having real person-to-person conversations.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.